Thank you. As I mentioned, this one, the particular one now, will be because of from previous, we have a lot of experience in our area, the Brookstone clay soil, and we're in the Lake Erie Basin, and water quality is the main thing. So a lot of problem in there created corn and soybean production. And then at the same time, we got a lot of liquid and solid manure. And this particular one, we try to compare the organic liquid solid manure versus the chemical solid manure. And we use exactly P-base, 50 kilogram of P. And then whatever the nitrogen get in there, not enough, we'll top up the chemical fertilizer. So we have chemical fertilizer, is a 200 kilogram of nitrogen per hectare, add that in there. And so with liquid and manure, whatever we satisfy the phosphorus, then whatever the nitrogen we measure, let's say they only got 120, we add 80 of chemical. Solid manure is the same thing. If we ended up satisfy the phosphorus and nitrogen is only 140, we add 60. So it's totally based on the phosphorus base. As I just mentioned, because of, you know, we used to base on the nitrogen base, you create a lot of high phosphorus. This particular experiment, as a matter of fact, one of the plots used to be the the pig manure compost. We were trying to do the turkey manure. Ended up because that particular pig manure has so high phosphorus, so we decided not to put the, you know, turkey manure. We use it as a drawdown, not to add anything, but I'm not present that particular paper, mainly talking about the liquid solid manure effect. And as I already, most of I already alluded in here, in this particular one is, you know, manure pea source coefficient are essentially required if the risk assessment of manure and soil pea is to precisely reflect the reality, the field condition. And somehow we have to manage manure, you know, to minimize the loss to water resource while satisfy crop need for maximum production. So the objective is to determine the impact of water table management. And as I mentioned, because of our areas, we got so much tile, subsurface tile. So how do you manage that in there? So we're using water table control, so control drainage and liquid solid manure and all that is just as best management practice or whatever, we try to evaluate that, combined with a water management system. So the experimental site has 15 meter by 67 meter long, is about 0.1 hectare, okay? And the drain spacing is 4.2 meter between an average depth 0.85 meter. For the reason, that's another thing, is that why I compared Quebec, compared with Michigan, compared with a lot of others. Their tires are 1.2 meter, ours 0.85 meter. It's because of Brookstone clay. And they're based on the engineering calculate. And that Brookstone clay, in order to drain the water, you cannot put deeper than that. If you put deeper than 0.85 meter, you're going to create surface runoff, so much surface runoff. And also the spring, you will never be able to get in. That's part of the reason. Our tire depth 85 centimeter. I would love to get that to 1.2 meter. That's it would be easier to control. When you control it, that's where you try not to create surface runoff. But in our case, I have to be very careful. We cannot put it too high. If you put it too high, heavy rainfall coming here, then you create surface runoff. So you create another problem. Surface runoff, you bring a lot of phosphorus, even if it's nitrogen, you just apply a lot of it go to the surface around. We try not to create that problem. And two water table management, control drainage sub-irrigation and regular free drainage. And you can see the crop is corn and soybean rotation. Soil, I already mentioned, is a Brookstone clay soil. And treatment, inorganic fertilizer and solid cattle manure, liquid cattle manure. And as I mentioned, inorganic fertilizer, 200 kilogram of N and 50 kilogram P, 200 kilogram of potassium. And solid cattle manure, you apply exactly what the manure we have cattle, and the liquid portion, you apply 50 based on the phosphorus, then whatever that's not enough, we add chemical. So each manure, this is actually, I already explained it. This is a liquid manure spreader, and this is a brand new one we bought, and actually because of when you apply liquid manure in our area, sometimes the windows are very narrow. And we don't want to go into the field. So now from the site, we can spray okay, because it can create a compaction problem. And this is salt and manure. And this water table control, as I mentioned, this where the drainage tile at 0.85 centimeter. And this tile come from the field in the summertime. We try to, instead of, you know, drain the water from the field, go out here. If I take this plug out, this would be no different than regular drainage. We put the riser in here. This riser is artificial. I can put 30 centimeter. If I put 30 centimeter, that means my tile artificially moved to 30 centimeter below the soil surface. Initial, original was the 60, 70 centimeter. So summertime, I can do that to control. But during the spring, I take this one out. I do not control this one. So this would be, they can drain the water as they regular drain. So you can let the, you know, the crop could grow in there. And this is our setup. We have very extensive setup in here. We have a 16 plot. Each plot will measure surface runoff, subsurface runoff, and very detailed in terms of auto sampler. And we're using the a 4 meter, and all of this been calibrated. This 7 days a week, 365 days, doesn't matter what night time. Everything is automatic. Everything is automatic here. We have 16 plot, and we also use a water recycling system. So all the water coming from subsurface drain, individual plot, the whatever the same treatment would drain to the same irrigation pump. And all the water, when summer do the irrigation, can recycle it back. Okay, so really, in a way, it's zero discharge. But in this particular one, just to show you how liquid solid cattle manure, in terms of how much they come out in the phosphorus. And the flow measurement, as I mentioned, we're using the continuum measure, using this is almost like a normally, you know, in the water meter, but I connect it to the electronically, Tricon E. And I convert that, use a data logger, continue monitor, because 4 to 20 milliamp, 4 milliamp equivalent to zero flow, 20 milliamp equivalent to the highest flow. So in between, I can calibrate it. So I can get a very detailed flow measurement from the data logger. And this is where the auto sampler, and this is what it looked like. We had this since 1991, so we almost had, I don't know, 5 or 6 different kind of management practice in there. All the data collected here, every time I go to present and model, they love this one. Nobody have that detailed measure of from the surface runoff, tire runoff, soil information, soil characteristic, crop information, and the climate information, and can be validated to do the modeling in here. So we cooperate with a lot of modelers to collect this data. And this is Campbell Scientific, so we connect that automatic measure the flow. And this is what it looks like here. This is our field. And this is, again, it's our setup in here. So the phosphor measurement, he determined, use a quick chem. And my colleague, Dr. Zhang, he's a phosphor expert. I'm the hydrologist and water management, so I designed a lot of this kind of setup in here. And using this particular measurement. And water table management, how does that affect fertilizer on annual surface and subsurface flow volume? If you look at here, and look at all the one, this is surface runoff, and subsurface is yellow. And this part in here, is a chemical fertilizer and the liquid and this solid. And this is a control drainage. All the control drainage, if you look at here, because you control it, you got less volume going out. So you ended up having less volume flow out, right? This is very obviously. And the water table on source of fertilizer effect on the concentration. This is again, this is flow. Oh, I guess I'm not sure. Yeah, this is DRP, dissolved reactive P. And if you look at here, again, all the chemical, in this particular interesting, solid cattle manure have higher dissolved reactive P in the surface and also in the subsurface. But of course, if you look at the control drainage versus the regular freeway control drainage, all slightly less concentration. And subsurface, particularly, even less, because that's where you control it, that's where you reduce in terms of their concentration, because they also, the volume would be much less as well. And this is particular phosphorus. If you look at here, it's interesting. Liquid cattle manure had higher particular phosphor. And remember, solid cattle manure have higher this part in here instead of a DRP. This is the particular phosphor. And again, subsurface, once you control it, subsurface is always less. And total particular P is very high in liquid cattle manure. Of course, whether it's free drainage or controlled drainage is the same thing, except, you know, this is the actual amount is less, actual, you know, total amount is less. So this is the same thing, I just expressed this in the table. And look at the water table, you know, effect on the, in terms of the total loss. That means concentration times the flow volume. And this is the surface. So in the surface, as I mentioned, remember, when you use a controlled drainage type of irrigation, you create a subsurface, create a surface runoff. So you tend to get higher surface. So that's why you've got higher surface. But obviously, when you control it, because that's in subsurface, subsurface flow, you will be less because you have less flow volume in there. So the flow volume less time concentration, obviously you will reduce quite a bit. Remember I mentioned that? If you have a control, you would reduce your entire loss anywhere between from nitrogen up to the 40-50% reduction. Phosphorus not as big because they have surface component, so you create surface too. So we very difficult to not create surface in our tire depth because it's shallow. So we try not to create as much as surface runoff. Once you create surface runoff, you bring some of you know, phosphorus. And particular P and similar, so very little in the subsurface, in the controlled drainage mode. In the regular free drainage, you got a lot of. So you have to realize that everything is combined together, combined surface and subsurface. All the loss, they're not distinguished, right? You have to consider surface, subsurface. That's why balance is very important. You cannot just look at the subsurface. If you look at the subsurface, you do not look at the surface. And, you know, obviously you're missing something. Or you look at the surface component, not look at the subsurface, you're missing something. And we look at the whole balance in there. So water table management sources the effect on corn and soybean rotation. When you do the controlled drainage, sub-irrigation, imagine you put the sub-irrigation, you really add water in there. So obviously this is in here though, this, we have the other part I didn't show in there. That was in one of the concentration plots. We increased the corn production up to about 80%, soybean to 45%. Of course, we combine different irrigation. But this particular one in there, the only difference, liquid cattle manure have a very low yield because of when they apply the liquid cattle manure, even they have nitrogen very high in there, ammonium volatilization because of during that period you apply, temperature is pretty high. And we have no choice. Once you apply in there, the soil is very wet. We cannot, we always have to wait. The window is very narrow. So we cannot apply at the right time we need it. That's one of the problems. That's why later on we're using that new machine in there. We don't have to wait, go into the field continuously. We could from the site to apply. So, and we started, 2 years ago. So that data actually showed not as bad. Of this kind of problem. This is ammonium volatilization, very bad. So that's created a yield effect. And so, in terms of soybean, not as big effect, okay? So the average corn year and regular free drainage, it's not ended up controlled drainage a little bit less because for this particular study, as I mentioned, it's different than the previous we had in there. And soybean, not as big different. So the chemical fertilizer, liquid cattle manure, solid cattle manure, and water table management effect over 4 years period, combined surface runoff, subsurface drainage under regular free drainage, annual total P loss was reduced with both liquid and the solid cattle manure relative to the chemical fertilizer. And subsurface drainage water accounts for 40 to 63% annual total loss for the regular free drainage. But under the CDS system, surface runoff accounts 80 to 94%. That's because you create a little bit of surface runoff. But as I mentioned, from water balance, that surface runoff only accounts for 8% of total precipitation. So it's a very small amount. Even the actual amount looks like a lot, but they do not have much surface runoff. Surface runoff component is small anyway. The subsurface is bigger. So dissolved reactive B account for 26, 23, 50%. That's different percentage. I already mentioned that in when I explanation. Particular B account for 71, 74, and 45% of chemical fertilizer and liquid cattle manure. Soil cattle manure is much less, only 45%. So annual total soil P loss, basically chemical fertilizer largest greater than the liquid and greater than solid manure. And the both P sources and drainage, corn year was the small difference in their matter of control drainage, a little bit less. CDS system decreased slightly in corn year, but soybean year is not much effect. Thank you.
Is there a quick question for Shin before we wrap things up? Or you can ask him after we wrap things up. I'd invite everyone to come back to the posters this afternoon at 4 to 6 p.m., as well as our business meeting on Wednesday in the Hyatt from 2 to 5. Thanks again.